The investigation of the dumping of firefighting foam residue in gravel pits near Harding Lake in Salcha, south of Fairbanks, has turned up unexpected chemicals. The foam residue was from testing of firefighting systems at Eielson Air Force Base, and a local contractor, Rolling Stone Incorporated, had an approved plan to properly dispose of it, but instead an estimated 33,000 gallons of the 2% foam solution were dumped on the ground at two company-owned gravel pits off the Richardson Highway this spring. State Department of Environmental Conservation Preparedness and Response Manager Sarah Moore says, according to the foam manufacturer, it does not contain PFAS, but test results from 3 of 46 additional totes of the foam waste at the Rolling Stone gravel pits turned up the chemicals.
One of those three totes that we have results for contains PFAS, and two of those three totes contain a measurable amount of non-regulated fluorinated compounds.
On another front, Moore says preliminary results from tests on two area drinking water wells found another unexpected chemical.
The Army Corps of Engineer and the Air Force sampled both the Naughty Shop and the Salcha community wells, and we are able to confirm the presence of ethylene glycol in both wells, but there are some questions about the quality of that data. So DEC has collected additional samples for both of those wells in order to confirm those.
Moore says the origin of both chemicals is undetermined, and because there are a number of quality issues with the sampling results, she says the state has not issued any recommendations for drinking area groundwater.
But we have been in consultation with the Department of Health and Social Services, and we will continue to reassess that need as we get additional sampling results.
Meanwhile, Moore says the Army Corps of Engineers and the Air Force are preparing to test wells on private properties within a quarter mile of the dumping sites, but have declined to test for PFAS, so the state is stepping in to ensure people are drinking safe water.
We're going to get our own contract and go out and conduct that sampling.
Moore says the DEC anticipates having additional results, including from PFAS tests on samples from the Salcha public well, by Monday, June 29th.